Well, Superstorm was a horse at one stage, was almost favourite for a Cox Plate. He's a Group 1 winner of the Cantala. He's been runner-up in multiple Group 1 races, including an All-Star Mile and Australian Guineas. And he's found his home in northern Queensland, where he's now trained by Lauren Abbott, who's got a wonderful backstory as well and is now counting down to the biggest day of her racing and training career, a runner in a Group 1. It's great to chat to her this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you. On this beautiful Queensland winter's day with the sun out. You guys are in Melbourne, aren't you? So
yeah.
I'm sure it's probably miserable and cold.
I'm coming up tomorrow. We're coming up for the build-up, so that's good for the Stradbroke. And the final field will be announced in not too long now. So are the nerves starting to jangle?
Oh, not really. Like, I'm pretty good. Like, it's pretty much a normal race day for me. I just got to concentrate on the horse and having him well, and that's sort of what I'm concentrating on. I mean, obviously all this stuff is great, but I'm certainly just concentrating on the horse.
How did you end up with Superstorm?
Well, one of my good owners and good friends, John Taylor, he bought him in an online sale, so that's sort of how we ended up with him. I was quite surprised the horse like him was in an online sale.
And you've specialised in the past of horses that need a bit of rehab, a bit of love and care. So what condition was Superstorm in with some of the injuries and the niggles he's had when he came to you?
To be honest, from a lot of the tried horses I've had, very, very minor issues, really. And it's just more so a bit of maintenance, really. Nothing too dramatic, really. I've had horses turn up that were way worse than him, that's for sure.
He's almost won $3 million in prize money, and he's not an old horse. He's only a rising 7-year-old who's only had 20 starts. So has he shown you the Group 1 ability on the track since he's joined your stable?
Oh, look, I'm not a stopwatch girl or I get out there and, oh, we've got to see how fast I can go. He's proven himself. We know that he's fast, but there's no purpose in sending him out and trying to make him go as fast as he possibly can at track work. You know, they're smart old horses. They don't need that. They actually need the opposite. And you want to, I think it was Peter Moody said to me once, he said, Lauren, they never lose their ability. They just lose their will to want to do it. So it's up to you to think outside the box and get them to want to do it again. And that's sort of more it with him, I think. You know, he doesn't need a lot of galloping. We just need to get him fit, and I feel like we've got him fit enough going into the race, and I'm just putting my trust in him, and I feel if we've got him feeling his best, he's going to go out and perform his best.
You've done a lot in your time in racing because you've been a jockey as well, so I assume you're riding your horses in work. What kind of feel is he giving you?
Well, normally that is the case, but I've been very focused on, I sort of knew that he's, you know, because obviously 1400 isn't his ideal distance, and a mile is. So I sort of knew I was going to struggle to sort of get someone like to Jimmy to ride him in the Stradbroke. So I've sort of left the galloping to Jimmy. Every time he's sort of done a bit of fast work, I wanted Jimmy to get a really good feel of him. So I've sort of left that up to him. But he was very happy with his work this morning, and he actually said that it's the best he's felt for us. So I'm really happy, you know, going into Saturday with those sort of comments from Jimmy.
How many horses have you got, Lauren?
I usually have between 5 and 10. And as I said, because I do most of my own work, I do a lot of beach work, that pulls me up. 10, you know, I guess sort of 12 probably pulls me up. But I sort of don't want to get ahead of myself. But I've got a lot of my yearlings are sort of at the breakers, and I've got a few selling at the moment, because if he performs like I hope he will, if you have to travel or take him somewhere, I don't want to sort of leave, you know, a big headache at home. And so it's nice just to have a few horses in work, so if I have to go somewhere, I can. You know, it's not going to be too much of an issue to travel somewhere.
You've got a pretty interesting background. You grew up near Warrnambool in Victoria, so you'd be loving the heat, no doubt, up there.
You're going to laugh. I moved when I was about 20 years ago, and I went home as my dad's 70th birthday last weekend, so I went home to Warrnambool, and of course they put on the typical Warrnambool weather. It was freezing, it rained, it was yeah, I sat inside near the fire and I was like, see, Mum, this is why I don't live here anymore.
And you also trained as a journalist. So how did you end up becoming a jockey and a trainer? How did you go down that road?
Well, I always wanted... I was always good at school and I always wanted
ducks?
To be a vet. Oh, well, no, that's... I wasn't. There was a guy in front of me. He beat me. I came second in the class, you know. I came second with the TERs, but I was quite good at school, so obviously I was going to go and do vet science, but being from the country, when you're in year 11, we've got to go to Melbourne for a work experience, and I just said to the career teacher, I said, I'll just go to a vet clinic. But she wouldn't let me go to a vet clinic because I've already been to one. So Dad is good friends with John Sadler, and obviously I have a pretty heavy equestrian background. So Dad said, well, do you want me to ring Sads up for the week and see if you can go down there and just bum around for horses, and that'll shut her up because you're doing something different. And I said, okay, that sounds like a plan. And then a week later I came home and told Dad I wanted to be a jockey. So, yeah, you can imagine he was thrilled.
Wow. So it's John Sadler's fault.
So it's John Sadler's fault. Yeah, that's right. Sads and Danny, honestly, and it was probably lost on me then as a kid, but like that was when he had sort of Lady Jackie O, and he had some really stellar horses in the stable. And as I said, I just turned up and I just thought it was great because I was looking at these lovely, fancy horses. But now that I'm sort of in racing a bit, I realise I was there in a pretty sort of vintage era with John, and he had some great horses there. And obviously Danny O'Sullivan was his foreman then. As I said, like it was probably a great week for me to be there.
Are you enjoying it now as much now that the hard yards are real?
I enjoy training. I enjoy the challenge. And I think that's why I tried horses. I love tried horses because there's always a challenge to them because, you know, they lots of times obviously they can gallop and they may have lost their way a little bit and they're not performing like they should. Just getting inside their head and finding out what they like and they don't like, you know, I love the challenge in that, and that really suits me.
And is it better being a trainer than being a journalist?
Like I said, I've got a piece. It was only because when I was an apprentice jockey, the steward felt I was not using my potential, and I pretty much did that to shut them up. I went to uni part-time while I was doing my apprenticeship. But, it's not something that I love. And as I said, it was more so I came out at the end with a piece of paper to say that that's what I could do.
Well, give us the line if Superstorm, from a journalist's point of view, could win a Stradbroke.
Oh, geez, you put me... If he wins...
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know, you put me on the spot. See, there you go, that's why I'm not a journalist.
It'd be the fairy tale story of the year, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. It would be, and as I said, it's not lost on me the occasion, and I'm really sort of enjoying this week as much as I just want to concentrate on the horse. I'm also enjoying that everybody's interested in, because he's a lovely horse and he deserves it. He's raced at the highest level, so he deserves people being interested in.
It's going to be a strong Stradbroke, as it should be, for $3 million. Realistically, yeah. Where would you be happy for him to finish on Saturday?
Oh, look, I'd be happy if he storms home and gets beat two or three lengths, because obviously a mile is his best distance, and in 2 weeks is the Tats mile, and I'm just hoping he, as I said, he can perform. Like, he'll probably get out the back, he'll probably be last, and I'm just hoping he's got that real turn of foot in the last couple of hundred metres that he showed, and hopefully we've got him feeling well enough that he wants to do that. And if he's storming home at the end and doing his best work late, I'll be wrapped.
Lauren, great to chat. Good luck on Saturday. Enjoy the big day.
Okay, thank you very much.